Tav Reish Chav Tes Sif Vov Machzere Shel Konim V'Kash V'Shif V'Gemet. It has a mat. It's made out of reeds, straw, or some other materials that come from a tree. Bein she chaloka, she ruy l'shriva. Bein she chaloka, she ruy l'shriva. Whether it's smooth and one can lay down on it, or it's not so smooth and it's not readily used for laying down on. Imiktana, stoma mez l'shriva, makabel stuma. It's a small one. You assume that it's made for laying down, and therefore you cannot use it. Unless it was explicitly made for eschach purposes. In other words, if it's made for laying down, then it's mekabel tuma. There's room to understand that Ramah is saying that it does not help to make it intentionally for sikach, and we only go by the city. If most of the people do it for sikach, then it's kosher. If not, it's possible. But the Mishbru says that's not what the Ramah meant. He agrees that if you explicitly made it for sikach, then even though it's not clear what the meaning of the city is, your intent helps. But if the Ramah does mean to say is, if the minig of the year was clearly that it's used for laying down on, then it won't help that he's making for srach. So the bottom line that comes out of this is that if it's not clear what the minig is and he makes it intentionally for srach, that's all right. But it's clear that the minig of the place to make this for laying down on will not help his personal intention to make it for srach. A place where road of the city makes it for srach, then even if he did not have clear intention one way or the other, it will be kosher. If it's a large one, then menastam it's used for schach, and therefore be kosher unless he made it for shriva. And Ramah says here also, if there's a clear minig in the town that people make for shriva, then it won't help his das to use it otherwise. But if there's no clear minig, then we go by his das. Says the Mechaber, "V'ani mila she'ein lo sofer, afal yesh lo sofer inyan shiroi lekabel, afil nitzel svosa ein misachem boy." If it had a rim around, then it could be used as something that you fill it up with something else. That's a kli kibul. A kli kibul is makabel tum, and therefore, even if you took away the rim, it will remain possible for srach. The Ramos says, "B'mokim shenogel lekfoy machzelois begagin kein tikra ein misachem ben." As another chumra. Till then we're talking about a problem with makabel tumah. Now he's saying in a place where they used to make the roofs out of these mats, should not use them because even though it's not makabel tumah, but it's like a regular roof of a house, and that is not kosher for sukkah. You have to have a roof which is made for shade and not for regular house dwelling. But it does say that his places, all the mats were used for shriva, and therefore even if you would make it for srach, it would not help. In other words, the condition before using a mat is it has to be a place where stam mats are not made for laying down.